Good morning. It's Jonathan Perks giving you an update on Inspiring Leadership on today, Saturday the 2nd of October. I was very fortunate last night to be at the Mount School York for an incredible performance of a Ugandan singing group called Pearls of Africa. And at that event, the Archbishop of York turned up, who is an amazing guy, and I find him very inspiring as a leader. And I was just thinking of the eight qualities that make up an inspiring leader, and how many of the of those qualities the Archbishop was showing last night. I mean, to give you an indication of what went on, the school was packed with children from Uganda and from the Mount School, and the headmistress introduced. Julie Lodrick introduced the Archbishop, and very, very modest and very humble man in many ways. Then halfway through the evening, at the invitation, he went up and started playing the old bongo drums with the group, and dragged in the headmistress as well to play the drums too. And I think the qualities that stood out for me was the first one, obviously, the IQ and wisdom. I think he is a man of great wisdom. You can sort of sense he has a lot of experience to share, both from having been brought up as one of 14 children, a very poverty-stricken part of Uganda. The other thing that struck me was his presence. When you're with him and talking to him, there's a real strong personal power and presence about him. The third area, emotional and social intelligence, a real interest in getting to know other people, connecting with people. While we were chatting, an old, as it turned out, 85-year-old woman hobbled up and she said, "I've been in York 85 years and I wanted to meet the Archbishop." And he just made her feel really special. No standing on ceremony, just an ability to connect with her, asked a bit about herself, and just she went away fired up, which I suppose links on to the fourth quality, that of appreciation of yourself and of other people. And the way he stood up and inspired the audience of people who were then donating quite a lot of money to this charity for orphaned children in Uganda. He sort of joked and laughed with people about people having short hands and deep pockets, and encouraged them to have longer hands and shorter pockets. But that ability to recognise the children one by one and make everybody feel welcome. The fifth presence is moral quotient, moral intelligence. That is things like integrity, your values and beliefs, which clearly he has a very firm moral code and value system, which I think we can learn a lot from. Passion was the next one, and gosh, does he have so much passion in the way he got stuck in and encouraged others and lit up the room. Spiritual intelligence, that creating a meaning and purpose of what you do, I think was demonstrated very strongly by the way he made us think about what is life about and what difference are we making and where were we at it. And finally, the eighth quality of service, or in the military we used to call it serve to lead, but service to something bigger than ourselves, and I'm sure he demonstrated that. So that's my thought for the day on inspiring leadership, and I hope you have an inspiring day.